The Jason Gregor Show presents Struds On Halloween.
I was freezing out there. My wife and her friends back at the house, nestled up beside a fire, a couple glasses of wine. Oh, not old Uncle Struddy out there working the streets.
Fighting.
Elena Zardina and I fight, and I give him a pretty good raw drink. I got him pretty good. I give it to him pretty well.
Memories.
So it's the memories. That's what you remember. Memories.
It's time for Struds On.
The Edmonton Oilers moving forward. So it's been a great start for Oilers. A lot of things to like. You liked the top three lines have been, you know, really solid. They can roll them out there. Goaltending strong. You know, the play from the D-man has been very encouraging. Winning faceoffs, power play, all that stuff. But there's one area they have to look at, and I always hate to be the negative guy. I remember a couple of years ago when I talked about there's no points coming from outside their top two lines, and eventually people start talking about it. So now we got to talk about something else. And I am concerned with all the other shots they've given up. And they're right up there, you know, I'm guessing right around the top, the leaders, the league of shots against. Now, not every shot's created equal. I understand that. Nor is every, you know, not every every shot is a goal-scoring chance. Like, some shots are just useless. And it seemed like the Flames were just taking a lot of useless shots. But if you're continually giving up shots against, you know, some of those do turn into scoring chances against. And I thought the Oilers actually got outchanced the other night versus the Flames. Not terribly, but against teams that are deeper, better, stronger, those, you know, whether it's, you know, 10%, 20% more chance against, they can burn you and you can go the other way. So I'm not going to sit here, Greggs and Connor, and say that the Oilers are playing a loose style defensively, but I think they can tighten up some of that. Now, to be fair, some of that to be contribute to the early part of the season. Like, let's be clear. Some of the early part of the season, you don't tighten up. But I think it's something that, you know, as a fan base, and we have to keep an eye on as they're moving towards, because it's not red light, but it's definitely something I'll be monitoring over the next couple of games as they play. And can they bring that down? Because they're getting great goaltenders, no doubt about it. But they've got to find a way to reduce those shots against, because against good teams, guys, those do turn into chances and not just shots.